Radio.
Hello, Gentians. I am RJ Kritika. Welcome to the third episode of Strictly Confidential, a show where we talk about conspiracy theories.
Hello, folks. I am RJ Shubhangi, and today we have something for the football fans out there.
Yes. So let's rewind a little bit to the past and go to the year 1998.
Yes, everyone. We are talking about the biggest game in football history, the 1998 World Cup Final.
The stage was set in Paris. Tournament hosts France up against Mario Gazzello's brilliant Brazil, with Brazil's brightest Ronaldo Nazario.
And yet, against all reasoning, his name was absent from the team sheet. Immediately, there was wild speculations as the media desperately tried to find out why the world's best player was set to miss the biggest game of his career.
I can imagine, Shubhangi, how shocking it must have been. And this was followed by a lot of rumors and speculation that his knee injury had worsened, and more worryingly, he had suffered a seizure.
But that's not all, Kritika, because all of a sudden, a new team sheet appeared with Ronaldo's name. And to everyone's shock, Ronaldo underperformed as France won 3-0, the biggest defeat in Brazil's World Cup history at the time.
So what really happened that day is perhaps the most fascinating story in football history, and it set a string of conspiracy theories on fire.
Some players claim that team Dr. Lidio Toledo started weeping when he arrived at Ronaldo's room. Toledo denies this, claiming Ronaldo was conscious when he reached him but breathing heavily.
Whoa! That's a big claim. Also, one of Brazil's main newspapers claimed that Ronaldo had a nervous breakdown during the cup and was displaying signs of depression a week before the final, and that he had even smashed a bike against a wall.
Another theory is that the Brazil squad had been offered 15 million euros, according to The Guardian, as well as the right to host the future World Cup in exchange for throwing the match against France. Part of the agreement is also said to have included the guarantee of favourable draw in 2002.
Honestly, Shubhangi, we can go on and on about the claims and theories, because there are so many. But what really happened?
Yes, we will never know, Kritika. So all your listeners, if you have any theories about what really happened in 1998, then do share your thoughts.
We'll see you soon with another conspiracy theory very soon. Thank you for tuning in to KJC Radio. This is RJ Kritika
and RJ Shubhangi
signing off.
KJC Radio.